Cooking with Charles Jenkin on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Welcome back to the kitchen. That's the WBT studio kitchen. My name is Charles Jenkin, 15 years culinary experience. And we are here with Greg Hardy, general manager, maitre d'. That means he gets to wear a tuxedo.
Correct, yeah.
The McNinch House restaurant. This is so intriguing. This is like nothing... Nothing I've heard, no, 15 years in restaurants, many, many fine restaurants, and of course, I've been eating all my life, and dining in good restaurants many of those years. This, so far, from what I've read and what you've said, in a little bit of time, is unlike anything I've experienced, just from the restaurant itself, being there located and the way it's been established. So we got to the point where...
I think that's part of the story.
Go ahead.
I think that's part of the intrigue.
No question.
Okay. Ellen is a lady who's entertained in this fashion all of her life. You know, I've got 30 years in the business. Isn't that a shame?
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
I could only do 15. You're way ahead of me.
I understand, yeah. Most of it fine dining. I've been around. I've seen a lot.
Yes.
By the time I met Ellen in 1989, I already had clocked in a good 14, 13
sure.
years in the business.
Right.
So Ellen is a Southern lady. Ellen is a Southern lady who exemplifies what we think of as Southern hospitality. She has served multi-course dinners all of her adult life. Ellen is a collector of china and crystal. When you come to the restaurant, you'll see a collection of antique china and crystal on the tables. No two tables look alike.
Oh, my.
Different linens. I had heard about Ellen. I had moved here from Palm Beach County, Florida. My wife and I did not want to raise children in Palm Beach, so we came to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Decided that this would be a great place for a family.
I concur with that.
Oh, yeah, it's been fantastic. It turns out that I couldn't find a restaurant of the same caliber, even of what I had left in Palm Beach.
Interesting.
I had heard that there were finer things happening in homes in Charlotte back in the late 80s than there were happening in restaurants, because there's always been plenty of social activity and a certain aristocracy in this town.
Yes, sure. It's still it's the South, and to
That's
that degree,
right. Yeah.
That was part of its character and culture.
Certainly then. Today it's changing.
Oh, yes.
But certainly then. And Ellen had a reputation as being a very fine caterer working in that environment. There were a couple of caterers in town at the time in the late 80s, Eli's Catering, Ellen Davis Catering, of whom I had become associated with through just contracting and do small dinner parties.
Yes.
I called Ellen on this note. I'd heard about her. And when I called her, she said, well, actually, I have this house in Fourth Ward, and I'm beginning to serve dinner. I'd love to talk to you about it. So I came in, and we interviewed each other, both of us being
sure.
highly skeptical. When I saw the decor, when I saw the china and the crystal
yes.
and the settings, I knew right away she is not a restaurateur. A restaurateur, no matter how good he is, would select a pattern and put it on the tables. You know, our service staff has to know that those two soup bowls go to that table and these two soup bowls go to that table because it matches the china or it complements the china. You know, it's quite a mind-bender for people in the service industry.
It sure can be. I can see that. Wow. Because that's not the norm. It's not even...
Not even close.
No, I don't know any place that actually does that personally.
Exactly. So I said to Ellen, we interviewed each other, like I said, and she had had no luck, apparently, finding anyone who wasn't taking advantage of her naiveness. And so she said, I'm going to serve a dinner tonight to six people. Would you like to serve it for me? And I said, sure. I can go on from there.
What an interesting...
Like.
Hold on for one second. I want to answer Doris's question real quick. Doris, welcome to WBT.
Hey, thank you.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I was just wondering where I can find sea salt. I don't use a lot of salt, but I have seen it called for in recipes.
Yes.
And I would love to get some.
Oh, that's easy. Let me answer that for you. You can get both sea salt and kosher salt now at even Walmart in small canisters. The kosher salt comes in a box. Morton's sells it. And it's like $1.57. And the sea salt comes in a cylindrical canister. It's a lot less of it, and it's like $2 and change. Buy one of each, put a little pile on the table next to your iodized salt. Take a taste of each and call me back, Doris. Thank you so much for calling. All right, I've got to hear more about the McNinch House. So
I served dinner.
Go ahead, tell me. Yeah, you served that dinner.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
That she was the chef.
She was a chef. I served her dinner.
That was the first dinner. That was the first formal...
No, she had been
so
there without me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was your first formal
weeks.
Dinner there.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it turns out that Two things struck me immediately.
Yes.
One is, she asked the question, are they ready? Constantly. Every kitchen on the planet says they're ready. I'm the chef. I say they're ready. You know, the waiter has to massage the situation and make sure that the salad's out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, the chef was pushing those buttons.
Yes.
Ellen was so humble in her attitude. We still run the business that way. Our floor staff calls all the timings on all the dinners. For anyone in the restaurant business, you'll know what I'm talking about.
All right, you got to tell us where this is. People, where is McNinch House Restaurant?
Oh, where is it?
Yeah.
It's in Fourth Ward.
Okay.
That's another part of the story. Ellen is one of the pioneers of Fourth Ward.
Yes.
She bought the house in 78. Part of the idea was to restore properties.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the story of Fourth Ward?
No, I don't, but I know where it is now. And, I mean, that's...
Houses were moved there.
Yeah. Right at North Church Street is where we're talking,
Street.
Right?
Yeah, but the Fourth Ward was a district that the banks in the city got together and decided to collect Victorian homes.
I love I can't wait to... I've probably driven by, I hate to say, and didn't acknowledge
you
it.
You probably flew
oh,
by.
Oh, I'm sure I flew by and did not acknowledge it on my way somewhere else. And I know you'll appreciate the statement that the photographs on the website can't possibly do it justice.
Wow.
Is that fair?
They look good.
They do look good, I know.
They do look good. A local photographer, by the way, Brooke Thomas, outstanding.
But you just can't, I mean, I can just imagine compared to the, standing there. So, McNinch House Restaurant, 511 North Church Street.
Mm-hmm.
When are you open?
Tuesday through Saturday evenings, reservations only.
Okay. Reservations only. You said reservations only.
I did.
Ben, he said reservations. Okay. He said reservations only.
Reservations only, yes.
Reservations only.
Well, can you? How could you be ready otherwise? It's a 3.5-hour dinner. You can't just drop in.
Oh.
3.5 hours, 6-course dinner.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The way it works...
You sure this is a restaurant?
Well, there are some folks who
I mean, that term doesn't necessarily...
There are folks who come in who... try to give us another word because they have a hard time fitting this into the restaurant category.
I can see so far.
One of the reasons we don't advertise is we don't want to be listed with restaurants.
Ah.
Sorry, folks.
Well, you know, if you want to set yourself apart, you have every right to do so.
We didn't intentionally do that, but we have been.
Well, if no one else wants to, can I say if no one else wants to rise to that occasion? Can I say if no one else wants to put themselves on that pedestal?
We're just little old us.
I can say those things. I think that's fair.
Yeah, we're just little old us.
I can say
but we care more
to.
Intensely than you might imagine.
Yeah,
we
I can tell. I can't imagine because from meeting you and talking to you before the show and now, without experiencing that, I don't know that I can. In 15 years in some of the finest dining restaurants, you're taking me one step up, I think.
A typical meeting. Say a company needs to host some international folks. A secretary calls and the boss has put pressure on her. And he said, you've got to find a foolproof dinner. Mind you, there's a lot of names in this town that are floating right now that would purport to offer that.
Yes.
So she finds us somehow. She comes in and she's a little bit nervous and she starts dictating what they need to have. First thing I say is, now Jennifer, relax. Have a cup of coffee. It's a shoe-in. We're way ahead of you. Just, this is going to be something that they can't imagine. That's the beginning.
Isn't that something? That's tremendous. Ugh. All right, when we come back after the news, we will learn a little bit more. We'll uncover some more about the McNinch House Restaurant. We'll be right back. You're listening to the show. It's Cooking on News Talk 1110. Stay right in the kitchen.
Where all day she would spend, there by her window early in spring, I would sit back and do her, I would sing. La la, do her, I would sing. You do the baking and I'll do the making. How our lives will rhyme. Yes, you do the bacon and I'll do the
Ben, he said reservations. Okay. He said reservations only.
Reservations only, yes.
News Talk 1110, WBT. Update.